The GOP budget took no cues from the proposed budget fix the governor introduced on Monday. Doyle told reporters yesterday it's time for all parties involved to get back together and work on what he called a sensible solution.
I don't think the assembly helped that at all yesterday because everybody knows what they passed is simply impossible to do in this state.
Assembly Republicans got rid of Doyle's proposed hospital tax in their budget, and they wiped out his plan to borrow more in the state's road fund. The biggest tool Republicans used to balance their budget was to require the governor to make hundreds of millions of dollars in unspecified cuts to state agencies.
It's very easy for the legislature to just say, oh, go cut another $300 million on top of the $200 million already there without any kind of specification of what they would be doing.
Doyle rejected another GOP idea to use an accounting gimmick that would delay a state school aid payment. The basic crux is that it would let the books stay balanced, even though the state would always have a $200 million hole in the budget.
To push off, as they do, into later years, the payment of school aids is just saying that you're going to have a bigger problem 2 years from now than when you have now.
Republicans touted their plan as a viable alternative to Doyle's that shows the state does not need to raise taxes to balance the budget. At least publicly, they're far apart from the governor. Doyle says if all sides can't come together with a plan in the next couple weeks, he has to start making preparations for how to scale back state government to what he called a skeleton level. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.